toe roll?
Sore, so we kept him inside and worked him.
Is he in any danger of not playing Sunday?
I would hope not, but anytime you keep him inside, there's going to be a little question.
That's just still a bruise, or?
It's a bruise, yeah.
Yeah. Tom, any thoughts on the officials coming back to work?
You know what? I've stayed out of it. Everybody's had an opinion about the replacement officials, and there's any question, it's good for the game to get our officials back, and hopefully they'll have enough time to. I know there's a group working tonight. That, but what I understand, they've discussed all the calls that have gone on, and so they feel like they're up to speed. So, good, back to work.
Might you be a little bit more soft and understanding with them now as we move forward? Or?
That choice of words, don't put words in my mouth, that kind of thing. No, I mean, I try to be fair. If I think it is, then I'll pat him on the back. And if I think it's a bad call, then I would differ.
How
did that it? Is that it for the day?
How did Nick's practice okay today?
He did okay, yeah.
Florence was honored. He seems to be having a really strong year so far.
Who's this now?
Tynes.
Hey. NFC Player of the Week, yeah, on special, yeah, teams. That's pretty nice.
Did he do anything in the offseason, or did you guys work on anything?
Same preparation. He works hard. He's an avid strength program guy and conditioner.
Tom, with the days off, have you seen now these last two practices, them come back to focus and where you want them to be as far as heading into this?
I think we are. There's no question. I thought today was better than yesterday. So we're moving in that direction. He was.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He's making good progress. I don't know. That's all speculative. Depending on what the doctors say. Right now he was on the side with the trainers, and that's probably where he'll stay, but we'll see.
Tom, you look at the Eagles as getting healthier now. Macklin looks like he's back. You know,
sure.
Like they
absolutely. They're all going to be in this one.
You know, the fact that their passing game has been a little sluggish. You look at them as almost like a powder keg that's going to explode at some point.
Well, if it does, not this weekend, I hope. But no, I mean, they've made plays, lots of plays down there, 52 plays over 10 yards. So something's happening there. So, you know, they give the opponents some credit. I mean, the people that they played have done a nice job against them too. And two of those defenses are top rated in the league. And of course, Cleveland played them very tough.
How many kicks in back this week would you expect them to resume?
We'll see. I mean, he's prepared to. Ruben's done a nice job back there.
What kind of addition has Stevie Brown been this year, both on special teams and defense?
Well, you saw him make the nice pick a couple weeks ago, and he's done a good job on special teams. He's very speedy. He's a guy that we've used in different spots, you know, play him as a gunner and that type of thing. So, big, strong guy that can run fast.
What about the number three receiver spot? Would you put Hickson back in there? Or?
There'll be roles for everybody. Ramses has played well. Dominic has played well. So everybody will have the ball, have an opportunity.
Are you being cautious with Hosley at this point, or is the hamstring still bothering?
No, it's definitely doctor's orders.
Tom, obviously the significance of this game, you're 0-1 in the division. Just
talked about that with the team today. You know, how important these divisional games are and where we are right off the bat. And how important this game is, period.
Tom, what kind of respect do you have for this rivalry in general, these two teams?
Well, there's been some unbelievable football games played between these two teams. When I was here as an assistant, and it certainly has continued since I've been here as the head coach. So these games are extremely close games. They always are. They're fourth quarter wins one way or the other. We can talk about hitting the goalposts with field goals and making that, I was reflecting on that incredible overtime win down there a few years ago. That was just a great, great football game. So these games go to the wire, and these teams play hard against each other, and it's in the division. It's a rival. It seems like each one of the teams in our division, there's a unique rivalry with each one of these teams, and certainly with the Philadelphia Eagles, it is that way for sure.
The importance of division games the Thursday before, or is there a special reason this week?
No, could be Wednesday. Probably be Saturday night.
Tom, these through the years, Giants coaches and players have gone down to Philadelphia and clear a very vocal Philadelphia Eagles fan base. Do you get any of that?
What'd you say? No, I know all about the crowd, believe me. And it's just part of the atmosphere there. You know, it's a hostile atmosphere. It's a loud atmosphere, but it we've done all right in that atmosphere.
Tom, from what you've seen, has Vic taken more hits maybe than usual, and how much is that contributing to the?
Well, you see the newspapers. You don't need me commenting on that. I mean, he's had some very hard hits, but he's a tough guy. He gets right back up and does it again. So. Okay.
How's Judy handling her stardom?
Been a lot of nice compliments about Judy and her and the job she did in that tape. So most of the comments have been about family, which is great. That's what it was. That was the reason that I agreed to do it in the first place.
Thank you.